Welcome to the Bank on Yourself podcast. Bank on Yourself is a time-tested financial concept and tool that lets you grow your money safely and predictably, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. Joined today by Pamela Yellen, founder and president of Bank on Yourself. Hi there, Pamela. How are you today?
I'm just fine, thanks.
One of the most visited pages on the bankonyourself.com website is a blog post that goes back to March of 2009, and it's as timely as ever. And you feature it prominently in the sidebar, and it's called Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, Let's Debate. I think that's a good topic today because there are so many things that they say as financial experts, and they're making an attempt to guide people into some kind of predictability with their investments, with their future and their retirement. Yet in this page, you really throw down the gauntlet for them and talk about some differences with what they're preaching versus a bank on yourself policy. I thought it'd be good to explore some of those differences today.
Love to. And it's not just Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey. It's 99% of all financial gurus.
Absolutely.
99% of all authors of personal finance books will, you know, say the same things.
In fact, I heard it on the radio just a couple of days ago. I was driving through Denver, Colorado, and on the Mike Rosen show, he had a financial guest, and I can't remember the guy's name, but somebody called in about some kind of a financial plan that helps get your mortgage down and uses a whole life component as an investment side. And this guy started railing against whole life because of the commissions that the insurance agents make. And that seems to be one of the lies that's commonly tossed around about how bank on yourself works, is that, oh, you want to stay away from that because the guy that sells it to you is going to make big commissions.
Well, and not only that, they'll say the only reason they're selling that to you is because they make such big commissions. Well, this is going to be eye-opening for most people listening to this. Let's talk about the traditional life insurance policies, the kind that Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey trash. They trash whole life policies. And what we're going to talk about in this podcast today is the difference between a bank on yourself designed whole life policy and the kind of policies that Susie, Dave, and the others are talking about. Again, these are the traditional ones that most advisors sell to their clients. And in those policies, the advisor, depending on their situation and so on, and the company that they're selling for, will actually make close to 100% of the first year premium. Let's just say you have a person who's paying $10,000 a year in premium. Okay. We're going to use that as an example here. If they were to sell the kind of policy that Susie and Dave talk about, they would make about, give or take, $10,000 on it in the first year. They only get a small renewal commission in subsequent years. Now, with a bank on yourself whole life policy, the commissions are actually reduced by anywhere from 50 to 70%. And the reason is that these policies have a rider added onto them. A portion of your premium will be directed into the rider, which is the piece of the puzzle that turbocharges the growth of your money in the policy. So you're going to have up to 40 times more cash value in the policy, especially in the early years of the policy, than you would with a traditional policy, the one that everyone trashes.
So the advisors don't make as much on that rider.
They make a very, very tiny commission on that. That part is actually the piece that grows the cash value most efficiently.
When Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey and others like this guy I heard on the radio trash a whole life policy, one of the other things that they say is that your cash value just isn't going to grow for the first several years. You're not really going to have anything to show for it. Is that because they don't have that rider?
Absolutely. It's because of that. And that is one of the big differences. Policies designed the traditional way will have no cash value, sometimes for the first couple years. There's no cash value. Now, with a bank on yourself type policy, you're going to have a significant amount of cash value at the end of the first month.
At the end of the first month?
The first month. Because somewhere between 50 and 70% of your premium is going to be going into this rider that goes almost directly, most of it goes to cash value, and a very tiny amount goes to commission. So a traditionally designed whole life policy, the agent's going to make, if it's a $10,000 premium, they're going to make about $10,000. If it's designed the bank on yourself way by one of the bank on yourself authorized advisors, their commission on that first year premium of $10,000 will actually be somewhere between $3,000 and maybe $5,000. For the record, there is a limit. Some people might say, well, why don't you just put it all into
sure.
that? You know, cut the commission down by 90% or whatever. And actually, you can't do that because the IRS limits how much of this rider you can put on. I mean, because it does have wonderful tax advantages, the IRS does limit it. If you put more than that into it, it will turn the policy into what they call a modified endowment contract, which simply means that it's not going to have the same tax advantages that you get with the kind of policy we're talking about.
So when you talk about the bank on yourself advisors putting together an analysis, what you're talking about is that everybody is different financially.
The policies are designed to the specific short-term and long-term goals and dreams of that particular client. So that's why we always say every policy is unique. Your plan is not going to be the same as the next person's plan. They're kind of like snowflakes. You just won't find two that are the same. But if we could go back to the idea of the advisors making too much money when they sell a whole life policy, well, we've already addressed the part about how instead of making $10,000 on the first year of premium, they're going to make somewhere between $3,000 and $5,000. And then they're going to make, again, a small renewal commission each year after that. Now, a lot of the times, the people who are telling you that you shouldn't buy whole life because the only reason agents sell it are because of the high commissions are often investment people, people who are stockbrokers, sell investments, do money management, and so on. When an advisor is doing money management for a client, they're managing their account, the minimum that they usually receive for doing that is they take 1% per year of the assets. So if you have a $100,000 account mm-hmm. that this person is investing for you, they get 1% of that. So what's 1% of $100,000?
It's $1,000.
$1,000. Let's just say you were to put $10,000 every year for 30 years into your stock market account, your brokerage account. We actually calculated that the typical investment advisor would make over $100,000. That's going to depend on how much the market, you know, the return that you're going to get over that 30-year period. But easily, they will make over $100,000 in fees and commissions. Compared with even over the 30-year period, the bank on yourself advisor, the advisor who is helping you structure a policy that has this rider on it that cuts their commission and then they receive a very small commission in the years after that, might net a total of $7,000 on that same policy. So we're talking about an almost $100,000 difference in favor of the investment advisor who's hosing who here.
Well, I was going to say, even in a bad year, you know, if you lost 40% of your account in 2008 after the market crashed, your fee-based advisor, if you kept him, still took home 1%.
That's right. They get paid whether you win or lose. That's the amazing thing about it. And does anybody ever complain about those fees? No, they're never complaining. And they've never taken a look to see what that person really is making off of them compared to the whole life insurance salesman, even compared to the traditional salesperson who might make a total of maybe $13,000 on them over the 30-year period. It makes me so angry because it's one of the biggest lies ever told and everybody believes it. Not only that, sometimes, quite frankly, I marvel because of the amount of time that they invest with each client, not just in the first year, but they're coaching them over the course of the entire time that they're alive. They're going to work with that client every single year. They're going to look at their situation. They're going to tweak the plan. They're going to be available for consultations. They do all of that. When you look at what they actually end up making for that, it's astonishing to me because they have spent so much time in specialized training classes and constantly staying on the cutting edge of there's always new developments being made here and we're always making new breakthroughs and they're required to have this additional training ongoing. They're not really compensated for the level of expertise and that they have and the amount of time that they spend with each client. I think their clients are getting a real deal.
And one of the things that you've told me in the past is that these are a different kind of insurance agent. These are people that are doing this because they don't have to make the same kind of a commission, because what ends up happening is people that buy one of these policies end up buying a second, a third, a fourth. And they also refer their friends and their neighbors and their relatives.
Someone wrote me the other day and he said, I have told at least 50 people that I work with and who are my relatives about this. At least. Mm-hmm. Nobody asked him to do that. But he's so thrilled. He's so thrilled because he was ready to give up on the idea that he'd ever be able to retire. He'd already lost more than 45% in his account, his retirement account, more than twice. And here he is 50 years old and he's saying, you know what? I can't afford to do that anymore. So he started a plan and he's thrilled. And now when the markets crash, he just says, you know what? He writes me and he says, I just slept like a baby. I mean, I feel sorry for other people, but I know that my money's safe and it's just going to go in one direction, up.
That's an amazing story.
I would like to add that there's one other lie that they tell that you'll see if you're Googling bank on yourself and whole life and so on. There's one other lie that they tell about this. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not a lie. It is true of the kind of whole life policies that Dave and Susie and others talk about. Mm-hmm. It is not, however, true of bank on yourself type policies. And that is, you'll see this complaint that when you die, the company only pays you the death benefit and keeps your cash value. Now, they have apparently never seen any kind of dividend-paying whole life policy. On my website, I have a copy of one of my policy statements that clearly shows that if I died on the date of that policy statement, my family would have gotten a check for an amount equal to the original death benefit of the policy, plus the entire current cash value of the policy, and then some. In fact, they would get a total of over $130,000 more than the original death benefit. So I would suggest to see that statement along with additional proof, just check out on the featured blog post, mm-hmm. Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, Let's Debate, and there will be links there that they can click to actually see those policy statements. So they do not confiscate your cash value. You actually are going to get a whole lot more than that. So that's just another one of the lies. Really, I would suggest that anyone who's still been skeptical because they buy into those lies about, well, the advisor's making too much money, when it's really the investment advisors that are making too much money and who are getting paid whether you win or lose. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the cash value grows much more quickly. They don't confiscate your cash value in these types of policies. And, you know, if you want to just find out how would this look for you, then when you do click on that, you know, request your free analysis button, you get a referral to one of those advisors and they will show you the bottom line results that you're going to have if you were to add this to your financial plan.
Sounds great. Well, remember that Bank on Yourself is going to help you grow your money safely and predictably, even when the stocks are tumbling or just going up and down like crazy, which is what we've been seeing. When real estate and other investments tumble, you'll be able to count on this. You'll be able to get a good night's sleep. Well, Pamela, thank you again for this episode of the Bank on Yourself podcast, and I look forward to chatting about another topic soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.